This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Debt inspectors from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund started another of their semi-regular visits to Athens today, just making sure the Greeks are complying with the terms of their latest bailout. And as it happens, they arrived at an interesting time, just as leaks had surfaced in the Greek press this week about a secret Greek government report suggesting a way that country could be free of all its debts. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Germany has worked hard to make amends for the Second World War, to turn itself into a model European state. But today, in the throes of a deepening debt crisis, many Greeks are once again dwelling on Germany's belligerent past.
You bomb a country, then you send the SS, and you execute the people that resist. That's why you see an anti-Germanism about a common experience that still is bleeding in my country.
Communist Member of Parliament Liana Canelli. Germany may be Europe's biggest creditor, but she says it owes a huge debt to Greece.
Owes and will owe till the end of time.
And the sum owed? About $210 billion. That, according to a report compiled on the orders of the Greek Ministry of Finance, is the amount Germany still owes Greece in war reparations.
The amount of money is huge.
Gerasimos Georgatos is a spokesman for the Democratic Left, one of the governing parties in Greece. He says it's probably not a realistic sum, but for a debt-laden country, this would be transformative.
This is almost 80% of our GDP. That means that we have no problem with the debt if we get this money. It's very big money.
This propaganda film shot by Nazi Germany painted a rather jolly picture of their occupation of Greece. A German pilot flies, carefree, over the Acropolis. A Wehrmacht soldier has his boots polished by a happy shoeshine boy. The reality, says Georgatos, was very different. Apart from the 300,000 deaths, the Greek economy was laid waste.
The 50% of our country's infrastructure and the 75% of our industry were totally destroyed during the German occupation.
But the German finance ministry says reparations were paid many years ago. Hans-Olaf Henkel, a leading German industrialist, agrees that Germany is no longer liable for war damage to Greece, financially at least.
Morally, you will, as a German, never be able to say we completed our obligations. Never, ever. But financially, I think everything has been settled.
Henkel, who's an arch opponent of the euro, says that dragging up the reparations claim underlines how much the single currency has backfired.
What it shows, I think, is just another example of the devastating effect the so-called peace project euro has on the good relations within the eurozone countries.
The reparations claim is certainly straining relations between Greece and its paymaster, Germany. For that reason, the report could be shelved. A Greek government official was quoted saying, "This is no time to pick a fight with Berlin." In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.